You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a collection of insights, information, and inspiration, connecting us to our own inner wisdom. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. Today, I'm sharing a rather personal update in the hopes of illustrating what following our intuition can look and feel like. Right now, I am in the middle of writing some really big shifts. I'm surrendering to divine timings. I'm allowing people and ideas and situations to exit and just generally allow a major upgrade in my energy and in my perspective. When we do this, when we upgrade or we shift our perspective, everything else around us shifts too. And so this, my friends, can really suck. It can be uncomfortable and challenging. It can feel like you're letting people down. But ultimately, this process asks us to honor ourselves more than we are honoring what other people want or want us to be. So let me tell you a little story. This is the story of the wild adventure of wanting to bring back my oracle cards and the way that everything has shifted on its axis since I began investigating what it would entail to bring them back. This is not so much a tale about the cards, but about the process they have led me on as a person. So earlier this year, I was investigating with my publisher that they may want to take the Little Sage Oracle cards. I self-published them back in 2013, I believe, and even then I had many iterations of these cards. The first round of these cards were actually hand-printed. However, in talking to my publisher, we got so far, COVID hit, and we didn't end up going down that route. And instead, I wrote another book, which is going to be out in May of 2021. My spiritual support team was still adamant that these cards needed to be restocked. And your messages, almost daily, reminded me that they need to be restocked. But it has never been as simple as that. In order for me to bring the cards back, I needed a back end in my business that could manage it. So a few conversations occurred this year, and one of them was with one of my sisters, who ended up offering me her business's warehouse and the distribution and logistics to support fulfillment of the Oracle cards. Her business was non-existent when I originally had the Oracle cards, and so this had never even crossed my mind as a possibility to support these cards. What this then led to was an investigation in the back end of the systems to ensure that we could integrate my business's back end with her inventory management and warehouse logistics, which then led to a renewed thinking about what's possible on my website. If I was going to be changing the way that my website works or the back end of my business works to support the Oracle cards, it suddenly reminded me of the way I ran my business pre-2017. Some of you have been around long enough to know that back then I was operating my business under the name The Little Sage, which of course is the same name as the Oracle cards. Under The Little Sage, I ran a shop, we had courses and a beautiful community. And back then on my team were my other sister and her best friend, and frankly, we had a ball. I closed that version of my business in 2017. And honestly, I've missed it ever since. Closing it was the absolute right decision. I always trusted it would eventually come back to me. But in the time that's transpired, I've never been able to make it happen. Spirit has never given me that green light, and it just hasn't worked. Now I see why. Over the past few weeks, I've been through a very big personal upgrade, an energy vortex, if you will. I've been working with the same teachings I've been sharing with the ladies in my seeker group mentoring, where I'm teaching them that what we seek is also seeking us. And I believe what I have been seeking is making its way to me again. And so while I'm not bringing back the little sage as the business that we once knew, I do intend on bringing something near and dear to my heart back to coincide with the oracle cards coming back. My team and I are working on it now in the background, and we can hopefully share more of it as it all comes together, but it's still early days. Bear in mind, I'm trying to get my business upgraded fast enough to accommodate bringing back the oracle cards. It is quite an undertaking. As we draw to us what is a vibrational match, we must let go of everything and everyone that is not or is no longer a match. Or we hope that they will upgrade or that we can continue to vibrate alongside one another. And it's simply not always the case. These past few weeks have been allowing me to see some really big changes in my personal life. And you're going to start to see some of these changes in the business too. So did I make the right decision in closing the Little Sage back in 2017? Absolutely. But I have often pondered why my intuition and my spiritual support team led me to that conclusion. Why would they ask me? Why would they show me that closing that business was the right thing to do? Especially when I have felt pangs of sadness about it ever since. Remember this. Our intuition and guidance isn't there to take us into the best possible outcome or to simply appease our ego or our desires. Our intuition is there to lead us into the classrooms we need to step into to learn what we need to learn. These past few years, as I've been heavily focused on my one-to-one work, it was the exact classroom that I needed. The personal growth undertaken while I focused on this side of my business was ginormous. And this is why I was led here. Under a business of my own name, I've realized just what I am capable of. There are so many reasons our intuition and guidance lead us where they do. And they're not always readily available to our mind to understand. Sometimes the blocks and timings and delays and detours aren't because we're not doing the work or that we've failed to clear or heal something within us. These blocks and delays and timing are there as part of this greater timing at play. And I've shared a podcast on that over on episode 84, Understanding Divine Timing. You see, the deeper personal lesson for me had a timing all of its own. It was never about the business. It was never about which version of my work I was putting forward. It was always about me coming to see myself in the fullness of who I am. And now, after 4 years, the lesson has finally landed. The energy is upgrading, and the way has been cleared for me to return to something so very close to my heart. And as I say that, I thought it meant returning to the aspects of the little sage, but Chris whispers in my ear, I'm returning to myself. 2021 is shaping up to be a very different type of year for me, and I believe for all of us. I'm busy working on the 2021 annual collective energy forecast just now, and I'm also working on reviving these oracle cards and elements of my previous work. So, to give you more of a hint, think Intuition 101. Think dream interpretation and automatic writing and journaling and more. It's actually been many a year since I have personally taught these concepts live. But as I wrap up my work year in the next week or two, in order to go on a summer break with my kids, I will also be birthing this new baby back into life, ready for 2021. It's time to circle back to where it all began. And I promise I'll be sharing more on that really soon. This is not meant to be a tease. It's not meant to be a vague statement. It is simply a reminder that there is so much at play in the unfolding of our path and our purpose. So if you're interested, you can join the waitlist for the Oracle cards to find out when we get all of the back-end machinations working. You can find a link to that waitlist on in the show notes or under the shop tab on my website. They have really been a teacher for me, and they will not be rushed. So we're hopeful of an early 2021 return. But here's why I'm really sharing this today. I want each and every one of you listening to know that everyone will go through an internal reworking no matter what our intuition tells us. We have to upgrade in order to receive what we are seeking. It may be seeking us too, but we must become the person ready to receive it. My hope is that this story today reminds you of the following things. 1. Purpose and lessons have a timing all of their own. Keep showing up anyway. Even when it doesn't make sense or you feel like you've been led astray. 2. Your faith has to be bigger than the detour. 3. Intuition isn't the path to easy street. It takes us into the lessons so we can prepare to receive the next steps of the pathway. 4. Letting go allows something else into the space. Even if letting go lets down or disappoints others. Who and what comes rushing into that cleared space usually does so rapidly. And 5. Being in a darkened room isn't fun. But you know what? Great things can still happen. The past 4 years have been a blast, and I am truly, truly just getting started. Thanks for tuning in to not only another episode, but to tuning in to yourself. Spirit tells me those who find the Guided Collective podcast are awakening to their path and purpose and aligning to it by following their intuition. So if you're still listening, that's you. It's my mission to guide and support you along the way. You can start by joining the Guided Collective community via our free Facebook group. And be sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss another episode of the Guided Collective podcast.